Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump denying any immediate plans to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization. Remarks come as Mr. Trump appears increasingly intent on confrontation rather than cooperation with the European Union, the Group of Seven Nations, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the WTO. Mr. Trump says too many nations have been taking advantage of U.S. on trade.
Friends and enemies and those in between. And sometimes our friends, in terms of trade, were treating us worse than the enemies.
He has repeatedly suggested the United States would be better off pursuing trade and strategic deals with nations one-to-one. Trump administration says a judge's ruling means the government can detain migrant families. AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
The Justice Department, in a court filing, argues that a ruling by a federal judge in San Diego requiring the government to reunite families that have been separated after crossing the border means those families, even those seeking asylum, can legally be detained. The filing cites exemptions in a settlement that allow authorities to keep families in custody. The Flores Agreement requires the government to release children without unnecessary delay, which has generally been interpreted to mean about 20 days. The judge in San Diego set a 30-day deadline for reuniting parents and children and quicker for very young kids. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Immigration advocacy groups are planning hundreds of marches across the United States today to protest President Trump's stance on illegal immigration. Around 2,000 migrant families are being detained right now in the U.S., with many children separated from their parents. This is VOA News. President Trump's candidate to head the International Organization for Migration lost his bid to take over the organization's presidency. Ken Isaacs, vice president of the U.S. evangelical charity Samaritan's Purse, came in last in the race to lead the IOM behind Costa Rica's Laura Thompson and Portugal's Antonio Vitorino, the eventual winner of that contest. Vitorino said the organization's importance has never been higher.
I expect that all member states realize that the role of the International Organization on Migration is fundamental. It's fundamental to build bridges among countries. And countries which have different levels of economic development.
Leadership came just at a crucial time for global migration politics, as President Trump attracts criticism for his zero-tolerance policy on the Mexican border, and the European Union struggles to find unity on how to deal with the influx of mainly African migrants across the Mediterranean. Afghanistan's president says the government's unilateral ceasefire with the Taliban has come to an end. Ashraf Ghani said it is now the Taliban's decision whether they want to keep killing or join the peace process. The insurgents have killed scores of Afghan personnel in attacks across the country since ending their temporary ceasefire during the three-day annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr earlier this month. The United Nations Yemen envoy, Martin Griffiths, says in a UN radio interview he expects to get the warring parties in Yemen back to the negotiating table. VOA's Amy Katz has the story.
Martin Griffiths said that in the last few days he had met President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi in the southern city of Aden, temporary headquarters of the exiled government, and Mohammed Abdul Salam, chief negotiator of the Houthi group fighting against the government. He said that both parties have confirmed to me their willingness to come to the table to restart negotiations. He said he believed the discussions the UN had with the warring sides have prevented a major attack on the vital port facilities or city of Hodeidah. Amy Katz, VOA News.
A volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali erupted. That prompted airlines to cancel 450 flights, diverting travel plans for some 75,000 people, both inside and outside that holiday destination. The airport now has reopened. Indonesia is located on what is known geographically as the Ring of Fire, an area of high volcanic and seismic activity. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.